Okay, let's unpack this. You've shared this really interesting article, Humans as Learners, and for this deep dive, we want to zero in on what this source says is, the absolute core of what makes our learning so unique.
Yeah, it's a great source. It dives right into some, well, pretty surprising details right from the start, like how our actual physical form kind of sets the stage.
You mean like walking upright?
Exactly. The article mentions that.
Yeah.
Frees up our hands, obviously, which gives us that amazing dexterity, for using tools, manipulating things.
Right. But then, and this is where it gets really fascinating, that same upright posture, the source argues, led to anatomical changes like a narrower pelvis. And the trade-off there, biologically speaking, it means human babies are born, well, way less developed, super vulnerable, needing years and years of care.
Yes. And the article makes such a strong point here. This isn't some kind of evolutionary mistake.
Yeah.
This long period of dependency, it's actually a fundamental strength. It creates the condition needed for this massive, dedicated learning phase.
So, okay, instead of being up and about in days or weeks like, a foal or a fawn, human babies are basically spending years just downloading information.
And the sheer amount they learn, as the source describes it, it's just staggering. It starts almost. Well, immediately. The article talks about babies learning faces just hours after being born.
Hours. Wow.
Yeah. And within months, they're apparently getting a handle on basic physics.
Wait, basic physics before they can even properly move around? That sounds kind of wild.
It really does. The source mentions these experiments, where psychologists show baby scenarios that break physical laws, like an object just floating in midair.
Okay.
And the babies, they react. They stare longer, showing surprise. It suggests this maybe innate or at least very rapidly learned sense that objects should be solid, they should fall.
So they're building these mental models of how the physical world works, like right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps expanding. Control over their bodies,
Yeah,
anatomy.
absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not just the physical side. The article really stresses how quickly we shift into understanding the social world, too. Learning all these complex interactions, how to compete, when to cooperate, sharing, even figure out deception. We develop this incredible ability to sort of read other people's minds, communicate our own states, understand social
Like
rules.
we become expert social detectives, learning by watching, doing, trying things out.
Precisely. And then there's another layer. The source talks about how we uniquely capture everything in language, symbols, images. We learn to use these tools not just to talk, but to build these complex conceptual models of, well, everything, ourselves, other people, the world.
And constantly testing and refining those models.
Yeah. And then we push it even further, right? The article notes we learn to think about abstract stuff, our place in the universe, morality, things way beyond just finding the next meal. It's quite a journey from like understanding gravity to contemplating existence.
So if we try to sort of pull back and synthesize this, the article tries to pin down what really separates human learning from, say, other primates, even if scientists are still working out the exact biological details.
Right, the how and why at the genetic or neurological level is still being explored in detail.
The source seems to land on two big things, fundamentally. It argues the massive difference boils down to us being, one, intensely social creatures, and two, technology-using creatures.
Yes, exactly. It's the combination. The source suggests it's not just that we're social or that we use tools, but how these two things work together, how they amplify each other.
Ah, the synergy.
Yeah, it dramatically boosts our ability to learn, to share knowledge across generations, and build this cumulative culture that you just don't see elsewhere. That incredibly fast, broad learning is fueled by the social structure and kind of turbocharged by our ability to create and use technology in the broadest sense.
Okay, so just to quickly summarize the key takeaways from this source for you listening. Human learning is incredibly fast and covers a huge range, starting basically at birth. This article highlights how our uniquely long childhood dependence isn't a weakness, but actually the key enabler for all this learning time. And ultimately, it points to our nature as fundamentally social and technology-using beings as the main drivers differentiating our learning capacity, though the precise science is still unfolding.
Which, reading this really makes you think. The source implies this, but if this unique human ability to learn, to connect, to innovate with tools, if that's what truly defines us, how much does that core truth shape your own life day to day?
and thinking bigger. What possibilities does that fundamental human trait actually unlock for all of us, for our collective future? Definitely something to mull over.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.